You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, hi-ho. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, you know, Halloween should be long over by now, but still, we have some interesting news, all right? There was a kid that was trick-or-treating, all right? And the child goes trick-or-treating, 10-year-old, and a woman whose house that he went up to jokes when the boy goes trick-or-treat, she goes, she wants to steal his Halloween candy. Now, what she wasn't expecting was the boy pulls out a handgun and points a gun at her and says no. All right, the lady, she wasn't shot, thank God. The 28-year-old victim, she said she saw the group of boys. She recognized them from the neighborhood. She was just joking with the kids. She'd take their sweets. I mean, I've done that to the kids. They're like, oh, goodies, give them to me. I'm going to take them. I mean, can you imagine? And a 10-year-old pulls a gun on her. Now, luckily, he didn't do anything. He didn't shoot. So, of course, they go down to the station, and the brother comes with them. And the brother had a gun also. And, from what I understand, also has a clip. I mean, what's going on here? So, basically what they said is they told the officers that they got them from their grandfather, but without his permission. So, you know, parents, when you're sending your kid trick-or-treating, all right, maybe for next year, please make sure they don't have any weapons on them. Lord, have mercy. You know, this is kind of interesting. There was a 19-year-old boy. Boy, I should call him a boy, 19-year-old, but now that I'm older, they all are like kids, right? A teenager is probably going to get jailed because he posted on his Facebook profile page 64 ducks that he shot, right? But the limit is supposed to be only 4 birds a day. So here he is. He has him up on Facebook. Brandon Lowry, 19 years old of Norco, Louisiana, has been cited by the State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries for violating the limits set for the shooting of migratory birds. Now, apparently he had shot blue-winged teal ducks, and he shot about 64 of them along with 12 hunters, lined them up, and then he put the picture on Facebook. Well, of course, figured this out, and now he'll either be paying fines between $400 and $950, or spend up to 120 days of jail, not to mention lose the ducks that he caught. Oh, my. Oh, my. See, guys, you know, it just, kids aren't smart. And also, don't overhunt. I think hunting's a great sport. Just, I mean, don't overhunt. And then you don't sit there and blast it on Facebook. I know you're proud of yourself, but please. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right, you know, so in the news, I've been talking about this freshman 15 myth, all right? And, I don't ever remember there being this myth where you go to college and you pack on 15 pounds. I don't remember that. I mean, I remember going to medical school, and everybody said you're going to gain weight in medical school, but I don't really know what this freshman 15 thing is. But anyway, it's all been in the news saying that it's not true. Most people don't gain 15 pounds when they leave high school and go off to college. Guys gain about 3.5 pounds. Girls weigh, maybe gained about 2.5. Well, why do they even gain as it is? Well, I mean, my theory is, and, you know, when your kids go off, to college or go off to work, you know, keep in mind, if they were in a sport, you know, varsity sport or whatnot, or in health and fitness, they're not doing that a lot of times when they're in college. So they're already cutting back on their exercise, you know. And then, you know, number two is they may not be eating as much, trying to save money. Or they may be trying to save money and not eat and only drink alcohol. Also, I think Well, you see, alcohol, the lead on the calories, or the like, crappy foods like pizza or chicken wings. I mean, I ate top ramen, but those are empty calories. Now, I lost weight, but that's because I only ate like a thing of top ramen. That was it for the day. I remember having a potato. I would eat one potato. It would last the day. I mean, that was when I just didn't have any money. And also, you know, you gain weight because your metabolism starts to slow. Many of us get a metabolism plateau in our 20s. So, you know, just prepare your teens that when they move out, they're going to probably gain weight. And also just really not to drink. I mean, I know these kids, now they're away from home, they're going to drink. Again, just you got to stop that because they're going to do stupid things. Right? Especially don't let your girls drink because you don't want guys to take advantage of them. And, you know, don't let your sons drink because you don't want girls taking advantage of the guys. And they do. Girls take advantage of guys. They do. I mean, not as often as the other, but it still happens. So anyway, that's that whole big thing about the freshman 15. Interesting study. Well, what are you going to do? All right. We're going to be coming up on Breakthrough, but there's going to be a lot of things I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how, I do want to talk a little bit about the Occupy Wall Street protest. I want to talk about how nuts can actually decrease abdominal body fat. I also want to talk about Ethan Zone. I don't know if you guys remember, or Ethan from Survivor, soccer player, winner of Survivor. He had Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's coming back. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I also want to talk about one U.S. veteran attempts suicide every 80 minutes. Every 80 minutes. Actually, I want to talk about this now. This is just crushing. They say an Iraqi or Afghanistan veteran attempts suicide every 80 minutes. Apparently, there's a lack of mental health programs, post-traumatic stress disorder, high unemployment, loss of military camaraderie after returning from tours. And it's really sad because they say as more troops return from deployment, the risk is going to grow. I mean, you know, remember in the 40s, you know, you'd come back from war and there'd be, you know, ticker tape parades and there'd be family and it would be, it was honorable. It was, and, you know, these guys come home and, you know, a lot of times they're alone or they don't have, you know, family support. I do love the YouTube videos where you see the dog. Right, just go crazy because, you know, daddy's home. And or that one father, the child had a football game. And they were at the football game. And before the football game, they surprised the dad who had just come home. But, you know, if you have any family member who's a veteran, I mean, first thank them. And I mean, just God bless them for what they do. But, you know, make sure you're there for support, or if not, get them some support. Because for them to even contemplate suicide, I think that's so tragic. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. You know, it's interesting. I love looking at, old history in medicine. And there was a quote, very famous quote, by a Dr. W.C. Hooper in 1954. And he says, if excessive smoking actually plays a role in the production of lung cancer, it seems to be a minor one. Yeah, back in the 50s, they doctors didn't think that it was much of an issue. By the 60s, they figured it out. All right, from what I could tell from, you know, some of the history, and I think some doctors figured it out in the 50s, too. That's probably why he made this quote. He was probably combating, another theory from another doctor, or researcher. But, you know, just interesting. You know, I love looking at old quotes like this one from Walter Matthau. My doctor gave me 6 months to live, but when I couldn't pay the bill, he gave me 6 months more. That's good. Okay, Groucho Marx. She got her looks from her father. He's a plastic surgeon. And then Bob Goddard writes, wrote or said, there must be something to acupuncture. After all, you never see sick porcupines. All right. Now, you know what? There's been medical quotes. I mean, I know people think medical doctors are dry, right? We're boring, right? We have no heart. And, you know, actually, I found some medical quotes that actually show we do have some heart and we aren't really too boring and we do make sense. And actually, these quotes, many of them we were taught in medical school, and they get passed generation after generation, and some of them make some sense. So I just kind of want to, you know, share some of them with you, all right? I mean, of course, the biggest quote is do no harm. You know, firstly, do no harm, right? Prenum non nocere. That basically, that's Latin for do no harm. So we, for the Hippocratic Oath, all right, you know, some surgeons have been known to tell us all bleeding eventually stops. Right, that makes sense. Don't let the skin stand between you and the diagnosis. Now, I actually made one up. I said, look under the sheets. Right, we used to go into a patient room, and they'd be lying there, and would, you know, listen to their heart and lungs, and they'd be in their sheet. You know, we really didn't give a lot of our patients blankets, but they'd have their sheet on. You'd listen to their heart and lungs, say hi, and leave. And I start to tell the medical students, look under the sheet. You know, and then you lift up the sheet, you see swollen legs, you see bed sores, you see the catheter wasn't changed or something. So look under the sheet is mine, even though it's not as pithy as some of these other ones. A very bold surgeon is the one who realizes that his patient takes all the risks. It's true. Surgery, like making love, must be done gently with adequate exposure. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. All right. It takes 5 years to learn when to operate and 20 years to learn when not to. So true. I mean, they teach you how to operate and when to do it or whatever, but, you know, it's art to go, okay, you don't have to operate. You don't have to jump in. You know, this stuff, it makes sense. Okay. Now, some of these are don't look for things that you don't want to find. They talk about being on call. That's not fun. Oh, when in doubt, blame anesthesia. Right, blame the anesthesiologist. One CT scan is worth 1,000 neurologists. A patient is never too sick for a life-saving procedure. Yeah, see that? You'll have some students, you know, or any of us in training kind of hesitate. Go, well, he's not sick enough for us to do that. You know, patient is never too sick for a life-saving procedure. You know, you think about it. Sorry, I'm reading these as we go. Okay, internal medicine would teach us never get sick in August. Why? Well, that's the new group of residents come in July or August. Right? You know, now personally, I thought I did a pretty damn good job. Right? You know, I was a little wet behind the ears. I thought I did a pretty good job, but, you know. Dermatology is the only specialty in medicine where there are 200 diseases and only 3 types of creams to treat them. That is so true. Never pull a tube at night. Oh, because something goes wrong. You could never use too much KY jelly. It's true. You could never overdose on KY. You could never do that. Always use on. Yeah, it's very interesting. A lot of staff underuse the KY. I mean, I've caught it even with myself as a patient when I went for my colonoscopy. I've told you all about the colonoscopy. I'm lying there waiting for my colonoscopy. I'm taking a look at the machine because I'm looking around. I mean, what else am I supposed to do? I'm lying there naked, right? And I'm looking and I'm watching the scope, and you know, the scope is a few feet, right? And then I go down to the base of the scope, and you see there's a little piece of gauze, a little 4x4 piece of gauze with a little baby dime sized spot of KY. And I'm like, what? That KY is not going to lubricate that whole damn scope. What the hell are you doing? Crack open another $1.50 bottle of KY and lubricate it. I mean, I was livid. And then, of course, they gave me the propofol and I went to sleep. But it's true. You know, I mean, if you don't think your doctor's using enough KY, tell them please use enough. You know, it's interesting. We were learning sex therapy when I was in medical school. And one thing the sex therapist taught us is, well, you learn everything in medical school, is, you know, make sure there's plenty of KY. And she said that she would actually pass out KY to her patients. She had a big, huge thing of lubricant or KY sitting there next to the door, and she didn't want people upset or embarrassed about taking it. But you know, any of you having you know, pain with sex and intercourse or anything, you aren't going to overdose on the KY. I mean, don't eat it. I mean, apply it properly. But that is so true. All right. Never examine a kid who is wearing cowboy boots. All right. That one I don't really get. All right. How many cardiothoracic surgeons does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, he just holds up the bulb and the world revolves around him. Oh, come on, that's funny. Oh, that's medical humor. You don't think it's funny? All right, let me see. There's got to be something else that you guys would like here. All right. 5 years after you finish medical school, everything you taught will be wrong. But if you wait an additional 5 years, it will be right again. That is so true. I have a medical student with me right now. And I know his school must absolutely hate me because everything he says, like, you know, oh, well, the studies say don't do PSA tests, you know, and to not do, you know, pap smears for every 3 years. And I'm like, bull crap. Do the I broke out 2-3 charts of patients that had normal PSAs that I found prostate cancer in. Yeah, and I am blowing his mind, and you see him trying to write notes, and then he has a pen, and then he tries to find a pencil, and then he tries to erase, and you see him frantic, and that is so true. 5 years after you finish medical school, everything you tell will be wrong, but then if you wait an additional 5 years, it'll be right again. All right? They say try to avoid using the word lunch hour. Radiologists prefer to use the term lunch break so they don't limit themselves. Get it, see? Because they want to take more of an hour. See? Oh, cool, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. All right. Halitosis is better than no breath at all. See, bad breath is better than no breath at all. See? Really? Really? Donovan, are you liking any of these? Donovan, did I put Donovan to sleep? Matt, looks like not good. All right. Okay, just one more. Okay, one who knows less and less about more and more until he knows nothing about everything. Internists know everything and do nothing. Surgeons know nothing and do everything. Dermatologists know nothing and do nothing. Oh, come on. Pathologists know everything and do everything, but a day too late. I didn't write these things. These are memorable medical quotes. Oh, I love it. I gotta say it again. Internists know everything but do nothing. Okay? It's true. Internists, very, very mental, very mind-doing, but they don't do a lot of the procedures. They do in their office, but when we were in training, there was a hierarchy. I know you guys have seen Scrubs, right? And Turk and his surgeon buddies look like they're at the top of the food chain, and it actually is really like that. Okay, I mean, the internists are very cerebral. They know what's going on, but even though when I did my internal, you know, you do a lot of Swan catheters, and you do a lot of lines, but they stereotype as the internists know everything, but do nothing. The surgeons, they cut, they do everything, but they say the surgeons know nothing. I mean, that's rude, but the internist would give them the information. That was kind of the joke. Dermatologists know nothing and do nothing. That's not true. But, you know, would always make fun of the dermatologists. And then pathologists know everything and do everything, but a day too late. So, anyway, those are your medical quotes. I got to tell you, I just love it. All right. And then Steve Martin, to close with this, said, first the doctor told me the good news. I was going to have a disease named after me. All right, guys. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about 1 in 15 Americans are now officially living in poverty as a number receiving food stamps rises to 8.1% in a year. We're going to talk about poverty. I want to talk a little bit about Occupy Wall Street and what I thought it was supposed to mean and what it turned out to be. I also want to talk about this jerk who apparently had a wedding a few years ago. They're divorced, but the photographer screwed up on the pictures. So now he wants $48,000 from the photographer to reenact the wedding to take pictures of him and his ex-wife. I don't know where this world is coming to. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. The first hour of our show, I was answering an email. Somebody had wanted to know why I really haven't commented on the Occupy Wall Street. And, you know, the reason why, and I just want to quickly touch upon this because we're going to be talking about poverty, et cetera. The reason why is I didn't really understand what the movement was. What I thought was Occupy Wall Street doesn't appear to be what I thought it was. I mean, I thought Occupy Wall Street was going to be a peaceful demonstration, you know, people demonstrate against, you know, greed and, you know, corporate greed and the disparity, you know, among the wealthy and the poor and, you know, and so that's what I thought it was. And so when I really didn't have an opinion on it, you know, people are exercising freedom of speech. It's nice to see people passionate about something, you know, whether you're on the right or the left or whatnot, you know. And so I was, you know, intrigued by it and watching it. But then, like, today I was very, very confused because I guess 80 people were arrested in Oakland and there's was vandalism and you know, businesses, glass shattered and ports closed and you know, workers couldn't go to work and, you know, there was, you know, protesters harassing the police. And then I guess there was a group of ninjas running around. I don't remember where I saw this clip, but a bunch of people were dressed as ninjas. I don't know what that has to do with Occupy Wall Street. And they were tearing a place apart, you know, throwing around tables and chairs. And then you hear that they're trying to compare themselves to the Tea Party. Tea Party never did anything. Tea Party didn't vandalize. The Tea Party didn't try to obstruct justice. Nobody got hurt during the Tea Party demonstrations. The former Marine got hurt. I guess his skull was fractured in an altercation between the demonstrators and the police. So I guess the reason why I haven't really come up with an opinion is because I'm just really confused. I when I was watching the news today, seeing fires and glass and vandalism and ninjas, I guess I said to myself, you don't know enough about what the Occupy Wall Street is determined to do and what it stands for. And again, I don't know its mission statement. I'm a little confused. I mean, I thought Occupy Wall Street was, you know, Americans kind of standing together and, of course, blaming, you know, their frustrations and channeling their frustrations on Wall Street. I was really, I guess I was wrong because demonstrators are, you know, going after people that actually have jobs and preventing them from getting to their job. So I guess I'm confused. And so that's why I really haven't talked about it. I mean, I'd love to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, what exactly was the mission statement? I mean, are they blaming the right people? I mean, the port of Oakland had to be closed. What did the port have to do with Wall Street? I'm confused. Okay, well, now I get it. With Dr. Dahlia, they're occupying Oakland. They're occupying Las Vegas. Oh, okay, all right, so they're occupying, but who is the message to? I mean, because if we're going to have, and I also was under the impression, I thought that the demonstrators were both employed people and unemployed people. I mean, but, you know, when I saw people going after other people that were trying to get to work, again, that's confusing me. Is it a join me? If you don't join me, you're against me? Are we trying to increase unemployment? Do we want people getting fired? And then are you trying to get these big companies to go under to increase unemployment? I don't know. And then I was very, very confused today because I guess there was a story that Acorn was involved. All right. They say here officials with the revamped Acorn office in New York, operating as New York Communities for Change, have fired staff, shredded reams of documents, and told workers to blame disgruntled ex-employees for leaking information in an effort to explain away a FoxNews.com report last week on the group's involvement in Occupy Wall Street protests. They say NYCC is also installing surveillance cameras and recording devices in its Brooklyn offices, removing or packing away supplies bearing the name Acorn, and handing out photos of Fox News staff with a stern warning not to talk to the media. Yeah, so I guess I don't know. I mean, why is Acorn involved? What's going on here? Now, you know, meanwhile, right, we still have high unemployment. We still have high poverty. Like, you know, here, one of the headlines today, 1 in 15 Americans now officially living in poverty. Food stamp use, 8.1% in a year. They say the worst states hit were Mississippi, Tennessee, Oregon, New Mexico, and Louisiana. 1 in 15 of us. I mean, look around you. Just count around you. Excuse me. I mean, these are just shocking. Now, I think protests are good. I think, you know, I don't want to say protests are good. I mean, I think protests have its merit. They have some benefits. You're able to channel your anger. You're able to try to make a change. When you're protesting, you're trying to make a change. You're trying to build something. I don't like the protests that are trying to destroy something, unless, of course, you know, you're trying to destroy communism or whatnot. But that's what I have been dying to see, what positive message is being elicited through these Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street protests, or Occupy Oakland. And I was really disappointed to see all the negativity. I don't want to see shattered glass, fires. The police are civil servants, our first responders being harassed. I mean, that's not the point. I thought what we're trying to do is make a change. I mean, we need to get people jobs. Right now, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oregon, Tennessee, Louisiana have the highest amounts of poverty. Mississippi, 21%. New Mexico, 20.7%. Oregon, 20.6%. Tennessee, 20.2%. Louisiana, 19.9%. Just absolutely startling. Just startling. We were talking about earlier in the show how a veteran attempts suicide every 80 minutes. You know, high unemployment, you know, they come back from their tour and there's no job for them. You know, why can't we send a positive message? Why can't we try to, we need to be focusing a lot of our energies, a lot of our time, a lot of our talents now on making jobs. Okay? I think we've been playing the victim long enough, all right? I don't think the government is going to get us out of this recession. Right? I don't think it's going to be the government. It's going to be us. You know, that's why when a presidential candidate, whether they're on the right or the left, say they're going to fix the economy. Okay. All right. Yes, you could fix the economy. You could also hurt the economy by, you know, making stupid policies like the Affordable Health Care Act. That hurt the economy. So yes, there's, if you don't hurt the economy and do legislation like job killing legislation, then yes, you could help the economy. But I mean, for someone to really turn this economy around, no, I'm not expecting any administration to do this. I'm not. All right. It's going to be the people. It's going to be us. And honestly, I think, I mean, we're looking at millions of people here that want to do something positive, then get together and start thinking, coming up with ideas, coming up with businesses, coming up with, it just baffles me. Same thing with doctors. I mean, same thing holds true with us in the medical field. We could complain about healthcare. We could complain and complain and complain and complain. But why don't we do something? Why don't we, in each individual city, get some donors, some big donors, some donations, get a building, right? Get people to donate money for a CAT scan, MRI, get doctors to man the place for free once a day or once a month, right? Get staff, get volunteers, get staff. Charge $20 a visit and start helping the uninsured. Why don't we get off our butts and do something? We could sit here and complain all day long. Just do something. I mean, how much longer are we going to blame Wall Street? All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies. Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we were talking about poverty and you know, earlier in the show, I was, you know, talking about how, you know, we need to get a, always have a plan A, plan B, plan C, because we just don't know what's going to happen with the market. And, you know, whatever our thoughts of is how things are supposed to be from a financial standpoint or with our future, right now it seems to be the exact opposite. Well, a study today, one thing I had said prior to talking to you about the study is it used to be grandparents would end up moving in with you, right, or your parents would move in with you. Now we're finding people are moving back in with their parents. Now, they're saying here, a study came out saying more young American adults, notably males, are still living with their parents, according to a study released by the U.S. Census Bureau. They say between 2005 and 2011, the proportion of men aged 25 to 34 living with their parents rose from 14% to 19% in 2001. They say for women in that same time, numbers rose from 8 to 10%. They say the increase in 25 to 35 to 34-year-olds living in their parents' home began before the recent recession and has continued beyond it. In 2011, 59% of men aged 18 to 24, we're talking 59% and 50% of women, were living in their parents' home, which was an increase from 53% and 46% respectively. That is huge. Half of all adults 25 to 34 are living at home with their parents. Now, I mean, it makes sense. Okay, I mean, it makes sense in this economy, and even though they said this started before the recession, but in this economy, it doesn't make sense paying two rents, paying two house payments. When people are losing homes, combine. You know, y'all could share the TV. I'm sure everybody can, you know, TiVo what they need to and get along if they have to. But, you know, crazy. Just, you'd think, you know, people were getting more and more independent and, you know, less and less reliant on, you know, needing to cohabitate. But it's the opposite. It's the absolute opposite. That's going to be interesting. All right. And this is kind of interesting. Okay, a groom says he wants to have his wedding day documented for eternity, even though the wife left him. Okay, now what had happened is apparently back in 2003 there was a wedding between Todd Remus and his wife Milena Grzybowska. Okay, they had a wedding in Manhattan, New York, and the photographer apparently missed the last 15 minutes, like the last dance of the day and the moment his bride had tossed her bouquet. Now, they have since divorced, and I believe she's returned back to Latvia. Yet Todd is not happy, and he has demanded in court papers that the firm repay him the $4,100 cost on wedding photos. Why now? And $48,000 to allow him to reenact the day and fly in guests to New York. Are you kidding me? And the bride is like gone, uncontactable in Latvia. The couple had married in front of 40 guests at Castle on the Hudson at Tarrytown, Westchester, but separated in 2008. Divorce was finalized in 2001. I don't understand why he wants to do that. So, oh, well, crazy. Just, some people are absolutely crazy. You know, we were talking about this case with the judge in Texas. And the daughter, where the daughter had, I'm trying to pull it up right now, the daughter had secretly taped back in 2004 her being beat with a belt by her dad. Her dad had beat her with a belt for, I guess, stealing songs on the Internet, doing downloading songs on the Internet. And it was recently released. And from what we understand is the police aren't going to hold charges, Texas judge, I don't have it in front of me, they're not going to file charges because it's been so old. And, you know, she's now 23 years old. This happened 7 years ago, you know. But, you know, again, you wonder, okay, why is she releasing it now? Yeah, I see these stories and I'm like, how do all these years go by? I don't understand. All right, in medical news, we talked about today soma overdosing. All right, we were talking about narcotic overdosing and overdosing with painkillers. Well, we need to also be careful with soma. Soma is like a sister medication to these narcotics. Whenever you're in pain, we like to give you a muscle relaxant. Soma is one of the strongest muscle relaxants out there, and unfortunately, ER visits are on the rise with people coming in with soma overdoses. And we've talked about what some of these overdoses can cause. It could cause death. You know, and if you don't die, you could be in a coma. You could have slow, shallow breathing, low blood pressure, seizures, hallucinations, uncontrollable muscle contractions, rigidity, muscle coordination, headaches, blurred vision, pupils. I'm getting this from MedTV. Goes through a nice list of, you know, and information on soma and, you know, overdose and how they treat it. I got to tell you, though, a lot of times you won't know you're overdosing on these medications. Okay, it takes a family member to see that you're a little delirious or you're having hallucinations or you're not thinking clearly or your pupils are dilated. So it's imperative, just absolutely imperative for if you have a family member that's on these medications, if they act funny at all right, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, he's acting that way because he took his medicines. Well, that doesn't mean that, you know, or he's groggy. It could be an overdose. You know, when people die in their sleep when they overdose, usually the husband or wife says, well, they took their medicine and then they went to sleep, all right? And you misinterpret the grogginess as, okay, they're tired of falling asleep, but actually those are signs of overdose. So you need to watch them. And if you can't tell, just call 911. Why not? I mean, the worst thing that's going to happen is your husband will get woken up or your wife will get woken up and they'll yell at you, all right? You know, let them check your pupils, you know, check the pupils, et cetera, make sure they're fine. Or, you know, sit down with your doctor and say, look, okay, my husband takes this amount of narcotics. He takes this amount of soma. There's all this news about overdose. What do I look for in an overdose? Because honestly, if you take a pain pill and a soma, you're going to be out of it. You're going to be out of it. I mean, just the two together. Now, please, for the love of the Lord, do not mix alcohol with it or mix benzodiazepines like Xanax or Valium with it, please. But, you know, it's very, very hard to tell. It's even hard for a clinician to tell. You know, I again, you know, so, I mean, you know, we're in the hospital setting, so if you bring somebody into the ER, I'm going to assume overdose until proven otherwise. But when these people die at home, they're just, you know, walking around, taking their medicine, then getting tired, and then, you know, climbing into bed. So it's very scary stuff. You need to watch the breathing. Always watch your spouse's breathing when they sleep. You know, I ask my patients all the time, I go, you know, do you stop breathing in your sleep? Do you have sleep apnea? And they're like, well, I don't know. You know, and I turn to the spouse. Does he stop breathing in his sleep? And they're like, well, I don't know. I sleep too. Now, I know most people don't want to be videotaped in their sleep, but, you know, it's really important for you guys to kind of watch each other in your sleep. You don't have to stay up the whole night, but maybe take turns of falling asleep at different times. And just all you need to take is, you know, a few minutes to evaluate them. You know, mark down if they're snoring, mark down how often they're breathing, you know, and then tell the doctor that. It's such valuable information. And we don't really watch each other. We just think, same thing with moles. I tell people you have to be on mole patrol. They're like, what, mole patrol? I go, yeah, take off your husband's shirt or look at your wife's back and patrol for moles, okay? Because you can't see your own back. So you can't see the moles that are on your back. So if there's something new or there's something growing or there's something bleeding, you may not notice it. So your spouse has to do mole patrol. That's what you have to do. Oh, I go to the doctor checks. Really? How often does the doctor make you take your shirt off? Okay, and if you do take your shirt off, how often does that happen? Once a year? Once every couple years when you go to the doctor? So don't mess around, okay? You got to be checked. All right, also in news today, this is earth-shattering news. They say earthquakes put millions of people at lives, put millions of lives, major cities at risk. Well, duh. They say when an earthquake hits, up to 8% of the city's population could suffer fatal injuries. Because of the mass casualties, lacerations, broken bones, crushing injuries associated with these natural disasters, all right? Millions of people live in major cities like New York, Los Angeles, Tokyo, Delhi, Shanghai, that are situated on fault lines. See, I've been talking about New York being on a fault line. Hours after an earthquake, a second wave of deaths occur among victims with serious injuries, such as liver or spleen lacerations, broken pelvises, head injuries, etc. And the fatalities, they say, don't stop there. Then they say the days and weeks following an earthquake, people will get blood infections, sepsis, multi-organ failure. Boy, Earthquake victims with chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease are at greater risk as well. Up to 50% of a city's population could also be crushed by heavy loads, resulting in amputations, etc. Keep in mind also,
full of toxins. If what you drink is not at
looks like that's it. All right, we'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, or we'll talk to you tomorrow. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.